Hello, advanced and intermediate plus tier patrons. I hope you're well. Welcome to something different today. My top 10, oh my God, OMG moments from the Premier League season, whether they were late winners, sensational goals, VAR controversies. This is my list of the top 10 OMG moments of the Premier League season. Intep place, a goal that ultimately didn't matter, scored for Manchester United by Marcus Rashford, who had a very difficult football season. But he, on this day in March, gave Manchester United an astonishing early lead at the Etihad with a goal that took your breath away. Receiving a pass from Bruno Fernandes, he hit this absolute thunder bastard of a shot that crashed off the underside of the bar to give United a shock lead in the Manchester derby.
Long ball over the top. Bruno's onto it. Pulled back by Ruben Dias. That smash there is brilliant. Oh, what a goal from Marcus Rashford. Manchester born and red. Marcus Rashford with a derby stunner.
In ninth place, probably the big near miss of the season, as Liverpool poured forward with several men over on the counter-attack against a vulnerable Arsenal with only Declan Rice back to defend the moment. Eventually, the ball would find its way to Trent Alexander-Arnold, but his shot would hit the underside of the bar. It was an oh-my-God moment as Liverpool counter-attacked and watching Declan Rice try and hold up this attacking wave of Liverpool players. It was a big near miss, and it could ultimately have proved costly for Liverpool in their season. Who knows how their confidence levels may well have changed if they'd have won on this day.
Saka has looked to pick them out. Here they come again. That's not as good. It's away by Gomez. Oh, and it's an untimely slip. And here goes Salah. He's been in this position before against Arsenal. Look at the support. It's Trent Alexander-Arnold. And he couldn't finish it.
In eighth place is a goal scored against Liverpool, a moment that I shared with many others from the FPL community before our live show in central London, the ultimate David versus Goliath, as Luton Town took a shock lead against Liverpool, scoring a brilliant counter-attacking goal from their own defensive corner that was ultimately finished off expertly by Tahith Chong.
Trent Alexander-Arnold towards the far post. It's a free header for Van Dijk. It's bobbling around. Luton can break with Ross Barkley, Chong and Kabore ahead of him. He finds Issa Kabore. Tahith Chong wants it played. He gives it to Tahith Chong. Listen to that noise.
In seventh place is from a game that I think is quite forgotten during the season, but an absolute classic and arguably Manchester United's best performance of the season in the Premier League. They were 3-1 up at Wolves and deserved to be so and coasting before conceding a couple of late goals, which seemingly had snatched a draw undeservedly for Wolves. But up would step young, upcoming breakthrough player of the season for United, Kobbie Mainoo, who scored an absolutely brilliant individual goal to give United a last gasp victory at Molineux.
Kobbie Mainoo! Unbelievable! What a moment for the academy youngster. Kobbie Mainoo with a massive goal for Manchester United. What a moment. Manchester United lead 4-3.
In sixth place, Darwin Núñez with his double at Newcastle United, showing that he really could finish in the big moments. Remember, Liverpool were down to 10 men against a Newcastle side that were always outstanding at St James's Park. Virgil van Dijk had been sent off, but Newcastle didn't take advantage of the numerical supremacy that they had, and Núñez scored two absolutely sensational finishes to give Liverpool a shock victory.
Introduction for Jarrell Kwanzaa and Darwin Núñez. What it does mean, of course, with Liverpool bringing on the extra attacker for Alexis McAllister is that will be a little short numbered on the counter-attack at the other end. Here's Darwin Núñez. Darwin Núñez has scored! What an introduction for the Uruguayan! Liverpool, down to 10 men, have done the unthinkable. They've levelled the game up at St James's Park, and Darwin Núñez is the man who has led Liverpool's fans into delight. Here's Guimarães. It's hit Elliot. Now Salah. And on for Núñez. Surely he can't win it for Liverpool! Darwin Núñez with the most incredible turnaround you have ever seen. The Uruguayan has sprung from the Liverpool bench to put them in front with only 10 men at Newcastle. They'd have celebrated a point like there's no tomorrow. They could well be celebrating a win here, Liverpool. Absolutely incredible from Darwin Núñez. Incredible from Liverpool.
In fifth place, another late winning goal for an absolute belter of a game that was at Stamford Bridge in April. This time, United on the wrong end of a late goal. Chelsea and Manchester United had traded punches and United led 3-2 going into injury time. Cole Palmer would equalise from the penalty spot and then the young player of the year would complete his hat-trick and the turnaround for Chelsea with a late deflected effort from the edge of the box that sent Stamford Bridge bonkers.
Everybody's forward. I think it was the pass to Sterling or maybe Sterling's touch and the impetus has gone. Taken quickly. Palmer driving it. It's in! It's in for 4-3! It's absolutely unbelievable! Cole Palmer's won the game in the 101st minute! Have you ever seen anything like this? Chelsea 4, Manchester United 3. It's one of the most extraordinary ends to a game you can imagine.
In fourth place, my very own bonkers moment. And this one goes ahead of Chelsea and Cole Palmer's moment because we were the first to do it. Leading, or losing, should I say, 1-0 going into the 97th minute. Richarlison equalised for Tottenham against hapless Sheffield United, who had willfully hung on to their lead that they'd earned in the second half. But upward stepped Dejan Kulusevski to create the most wild scenes inside White Hart Lane to score a 100th minute winner for Tottenham against Sheffield United back in September.
Udogi, tremendous. Højbjerg, crowds up. Spurs are up. Richarlison, Kulusevski with him. Kulusevski!
Two weeks later at the same stadium in third place is the big OMG moment of VAR's season. Perhaps the biggest OMG VAR controversy in Premier League history. Sheffield United fans may argue otherwise. But on the 30th of September, Luis Diaz scored a legitimate goal for Liverpool that was given as offside on the field. VAR reviewed and could see that Diaz was onside. Yet they thought the on-field decision was goal. And the goal was not given. It did not stand. The VAR referees did not intervene and stop the game. And the goal that never was scored by Luis Diaz is my third biggest OMG moment of the season.
Arsene Huster made the save. Anyway, Salah's going to try and run through Van de Ven there. And he's threaded it on for Luis Diaz. And Luis Diaz! Oh, it's not going to count. It's a wonderful goal for Liverpool. And Luis Diaz is just offside. Well, that's what Liverpool can do on the counter-attack. Adrian Holmes with the flag.
It's a trailing leg, is it? Romero, I think, yeah.
This is a goal for Liverpool. Liverpool have scored here. The trailing leg. Well, maybe we must be seeing something wrong there, Gary.
In second place, the Premier League goal of the season, arguably one of the greatest Premier League goals ever scored. Picture the scene. Everton have just been given their points deduction. They're enraged. They're in fury. They're protesting against the Premier League. And Manchester United have shown inconsistencies, rock up to Goodison Park, and most people think that United may well get beat. But in the early minutes of the game, Alejandro Garnacho connects with Diogo Dalot's cross with something quite remarkable. One of the best overhead kicks you will ever see.
below with the ball in. The overhead, oh, astonishing! Wow. Garnacho with one of the great goals. Rooney-esque. Garnacho with a special strike that you'll see over and over again. Absolutely remarkable. Genius. 1-0 United.
And my top, oh my God, moment of the Premier League season is one that I think will be replayed over and over again as Heung-min Son went 1-1 to equalise for Tottenham and score a goal that many of their fans didn't even want. A goal that would surely give Arsenal the title. Sonny raced away with only minutes left on the clock and Manchester City leading 1-0. A man who had so often put City to the sword and been their nemesis. But on this occasion, substitute goalkeeper Stefan Ortega came up with a very big save. Sonny missed and City would go on to win 2-0 and go on to win their fourth consecutive Premier League title.
Rodri, and Rodri backwards to the halfway line to Akanji, and Akanji under pressure, and he's lost the ball, and Son's through, big moment! A great save by Ortega! One-on-one, City's nemesis, and Son couldn't get it beyond Ortega. He came on as a substitute for Edison, and has just made one of the biggest saves of the season, Michael Brown.
Everyone keeps telling me, and I've seen it, this one-on-one situation, shot stopping can be sublime, and it needed to be. What a save, what a big moment.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Michael, I thought that was 1-1. I think everyone thought it was 1-1. Pep Guardiola thought it was 1-1.
That's my list of top 10 OMG moments for the Premier League season. Let me know what moments you feel that should be in there. These are my top 10.
Spurs nil, City 2! Erling Haaland makes it 2! City have their hands on the title again!
Fantasy Football Show.